This is Cincinnati Edition on 91.7 WVXU. I'm Mark Haney. Delhi Township is celebrating its bicentennial this year. Home to Mount St. Joseph University, the rolling hills of Delhi were primarily agricultural until the mid-20th century, which prompted the township's motto, the Floral Paradise of Ohio. And joining us to share some history and a preview of this year's bicentennial events are Delhi historian Paige Schmidt, Huff Realty Agent, Delhi Firefighter, and Bicentennial Steering Committee Chair Pete Pritchard, and Becky Johnson from the Delhi Historical Society. You can join us at 513-419-7100, email talk at wvxu.org, or find us on Facebook or Twitter. And Becky, Pete, and Paige, thank you so much for being here this afternoon.
Thanks for having us.
Paige, tell us how Delhi Township got its start.
Well, it was originally settled in 1789, right after Cincinnati was settled. But that settlement didn't last very long. It was called South Bend. Eventually, people settled into the interior, and it became part of Green Township. It was a big township called Green Township. And in 1816, the people of Delhi, the southern section of Green Township, petitioned the state of Ohio to become its own township, and that was passed in late 1816, and that's why we're celebrating our bicentennial this year.
Well, who were some of the first settlers in the Delhi area?
The first settlers came from New Jersey. They came with the original settlers of Cincinnati. It was the fourth settlement in Hamilton County, South Bend, the little village of South Bend was. The settlers after that came from Martha's Vineyard, and then about 1830, it began being settled by the German. People came in mainly at the request of Nicholas Longworth because he had vineyards in Delhi, and Delhi was well known up until the Civil War for its vineyards.
What's the story behind why it's known as the Floral Paradise of Ohio? Oh. There's a lot to this, more than just what I said earlier, I think.
Yes, in the around 1880s, some of the truck farmers, it was mainly rural agricultural truck farmers, began putting some of their crop under glass. So a number of greenhouses were there, and they began growing flowers to sell to the city, at the flower houses down in the city. And it became a big business. There were 55 greenhouses in Delhi, which is one of the smallest townships in Ohio.
55? That's a lot.
By 1930, yeah. There were 55 greenhouse businesses. Now there are seven. It has dwindled because of the cost of growing under glass in the winter and of the ease of bringing flowers in from outside the country, South America, other places during the winter. So,
if you were going to describe where Delhi Township, Pete, yes. If you're going to tell somebody where it's at, somebody who's not familiar with it, where would you tell them?
First thing that most people probably don't realize, but we are indeed the first suburban area just west of downtown Cincinnati. All you do is get on Route 50 West, and you certainly hit Delhi Township.
So. The first place you come to is Delhi
yes.
Township.
I always tell people we're the one up on the big hill. And there are parts of Delhi that you can actually see downtown Cincinnati from. So we are high up on top of the hill.
Now, Becky, how much has Delhi Township changed over the years?
Well, it used to be an agricultural community, and now it's much more suburban. It was in the 1950s, right after the war, that because of its really convenient location to Cincinnati, people started to move out from the city and into this area. And that's when the greenhouses actually started to sell off and subdivisions were created. And so now we have a bit of a mix. There's still some rural areas to Delhi Township, but a lot of areas that have been built up. And so we're kind of straddling kind of two different kind of personalities right now.
Yeah, but because parts township and parts in Cincinnati.
Right,
yeah,
right,
yeah.
Right.
Now, how many people live there?
Gosh, I think Pete could
30,000.
Should be about 31,000, yeah. A little over 31 now.
31,000 people. So how did Mount St. Joseph get its start in Delhi Township?
The Sisters of Charity came to Delhi in the 1860s. And first, they were in the east part of Delhi Township, where Seton High School is now, and it's now West Price Hill. that was part of Delhi Township at that time. And then they moved out to where the college is now in 1869. They have, the college began in 1920. They operated a girls' school from the very beginning. They also had a day school. It was a boarding school for the girls. And then they had a day school for boys and girls called St. Aloysius Academy in the up until around 1900. So it was the college started in 1920 as an all-girls college, mainly for education.
What kind of impact has it had on Delhi Township?
Well, that's huge. Most people don't even realize, but Mount St. Joe, the university, is probably the biggest employer in Delhi.
Okay. How many people does it employ?
Not sure, to be honest with you.
I know there were about 400 employees just at the college. Now, the Sisters of Charity, of course, operate a retirement community, and they also have a spiritual center there, and the mother house is there. So that's a rather large those might be included also in the number of employees.
Pete, the fire department, it's been around for what, 80 years now?
Well, close to it, yes, about there, 81.
How did we found it?
1935. And what's kind of interesting about the previous subject, talking about Mount St. Joe, we were founded in 1935, as I stated, become February 14th, Valentine's Day, 1937. Of course, we all know that 37 was the big flood. Mount St. Joe burned. It was the biggest fire that Delhi Volunteer Fire Department had encountered. We had to call help in from the city of Cincinnati, and of course, water pressure was so low due to the flood. The building burned except for the chapel. No explanation of why the chapel did not burn. Yes. So very interesting. But that was the first big test of the Delhi Volunteer Fire Department.
And what you've actually got a fire museum. Delhi has its own fire museum.
Yes. Okay. We did actually found that actually 10 years this year. So we're celebrating that in October as well. So we are – and we are the one of the very few suburban fire departments across the country that have a dedicated fire museum within a working fire station.
513-419-7100 if you'd like to join our conversation about Delhi Township. And Becky, this is Paige kind of touched on this earlier, but this is actually the second time you've had a bicentennial celebration for Delhi Township.
Yeah. You know, we love to party our bicentennials.
any reason is a good reason, right?
Well, you know, Peg did talk a little bit about that. So South Bend Township was founded 1789. And so years ago, we thought, well, we'll celebrate the South Bend Township's founding. But, you know, South Bend Township really is now parts of four different townships. And so it really wasn't the founding of Delhi Township, which was, you know, 1816. So we've decided that that's really our township's bicentennial. South Bend no longer exists. So, you know, we were kind of celebrating something fun, but it really wasn't something that was on the books anymore. So,
well, like I say, it's a good reason to have another celebration.
Oh, yeah.
Let's talk about the things that you'll be doing to mark this occasion. I know one of the big things you have coming up is the Dog Days of Delhi. Yeah. What is that?
Oh, that's and again, Pete's on the bicentennial steering committee. He can talk a little bit about that heritage festival we'll have coming up in August.
Yeah, that'll be occurring on August 27th, and this is being sponsored by our local Delhi Business Association. And I'll just touch on a few highlights of it. But anyway, they are going to have a fishing tournament at our lake that's located within the park. A lot of people would remember it as being Clearview Lake. They're going to, for that day, they'll start off with that. They're also going to have a look-alike contest with their pets.
So look-alike contest with your pets. All right.
Exactly. Who doesn't enjoy that, right? They're going to have a hot dog eating contest. So we're going to bring that back. And, of course, that'll be a very enjoyable thing to watch. We're going to probably have a lot of the high school bands come from the west side, drill teams, dance teams, and so on. And they do plan on some old-fashioned games that will be offered, kind of celebrating some of the older games that people used to play back, many, many years ago, you know, such as sack races and three-legged races and so on. So, and Peg may be able to expand on that, too, with the Frontier Days. But then we're also going to have some bands playing then later that evening. That'll all be right here in Delhi Park.
Peg, how well has the history of Delhi, the settlement of Delhi, been preserved over the years?
I think we're doing a pretty good job. The Delhi Historical Society was founded in 1977. Well, it was an outgrowth of the nation's bicentennial in 1976. And since that time, we've been collecting and trying to preserve the history of Delhi. And currently, we're trying to collect more things through the an activity called our Scanning Days, which Becky is actually heading up, where we're asking people in the community to provide us with to let us scan their documents and photos and historical items so that we can preserve at least digitally the items that we have. Becky can talk more about that.
Yeah, this scanning station project I think is really fun. And we have a graduate student in public history from NKU's program, Cora Arney. And she has taken this on as her capstone project to graduate from NKU in the spring. And so she's developed this scanning station project where we take a scan a computer, two various spots in Delhi, the Delhi Senior Center, Bailey Place Retirement Village, and the Delhi branch of the Public Library of Cincinnati-Hamilton County. And then we set up, and then people can come in, bring their family histories, we'll scan their items, and then we'll give them a digital copy. They get to take back their originals, and then we get the information, which I think is great. And it also, you know, historical societies, it's hard to get out in the community sometime. This is a great way for us to have a presence outside of our farmhouse, which is on Anderson Ferry Road, and it's a great farmhouse, but, you know, we're there, and the community's out there. So I think this is a great public relations thing for us as well as collecting Delhi history.
Yeah, what kinds of specific things are you talking about scanning?
Photographs. You know, people forget that, you know, or maybe they just don't realize that their history is just as important as what they think is big, important history. So, you know, their photographs of their family, you know, where their houses have been, where they've lived. The great thing about Delhi is that a lot of the families that are there, they've been there for many generations. And so we have a lot of material in people's homes in Delhi, and it's really important for our history. So we're really excited about that project. That's going to go on all year long, and you can find the dates where we're going to be. We're going to be at least at two different places every month for the entire year. And our dates are on our website or on Facebook.
Now, what kind of response have you gotten to this so far?
Well, so far, we had our first one at Bailey Place last Tuesday, and a lady came up, and she said, well, I have more stuff at my house, and we went over to her house, and before you know it, she signed up for an oral history, and so it's just great. I mean, that was just the first day we had it, so yeah, I think it's going to be a really positive thing.
Now, what are some of the other events that will be going on?
Well, I know the Historical Society, one thing we have, and I love this part, is that we've created this permanent exhibit on the history of the Delhi floral industry. You know, Peg talked about how under glass this entire township was. I almost think how fun.
55 greenhouses 55. At one point. That's amazing.
I know. Yeah. And, you know, I think what it would be like to fly over Delhi during the 50s. It must have just sparkled in the sunshine. But so we have that great floral industry that we'd love to talk to people about. So this permanent exhibit is up and it talks about that. We also have another exhibit up at the same time on the Victorians' love of flowers and their language of flowers. So the Victorians just loved flowers, and that demand was a catalyst in the growth of the floral greenhouse industry in Delhi and then all over the country. So we explore that love of flowers through this exhibit, and those are open all year long. And you can find our hours on our website or on Facebook. And then we have some great events coming up throughout the whole bicentennial year. The first one that I want to talk about, but Peg will talk about one that comes even before that. But on May 2nd, we're going to have a wine tasting event, and we're going to talk about the history of Delhi as an amazing wine growing center for Cincinnati. People don't realize that at one point, Delhi had produced more wine than any other place in the Ohio River Valley. Nicholas Longworth was the one that encouraged people to come, the wine industry to grow in the 1830s, 40s, and 50s. He was by far the biggest cheerleader. He was also, and people don't realize this, I mean, we think about Longworth and then the vineyards on Mount Adams, but he was the second wealthiest man in America during this time. I mean, he was like Warren Buffett. I'm like, it's amazing, in Cincinnati. Anyway, he encouraged Germans from the Rhine and Rhone area regions of Europe to immigrate here to grow and tend grapes because that's what they knew how to do in Europe. And that's one reason why we have so many Germans in Delhi today. In 1853, which was the largest year of wine production in the Cincinnati region, Sebastian Rentz of Delhi Township had the largest yield of over 1,200 gallons of wine. So anyway, so people don't know this
I
about...
I never knew.
I know. I didn't either.
Maybe we should be the wine paradise.
Yeah,
the wine paradise of Ohio.
I think that would draw bigger crowds, right? Well, so yeah, so that's going to be fun. We'll talk about that. And we're also going to have wine tastings of various Ohio River Valley wines, which have actually made a bit of a comeback. So it's kind of interesting now. So, you know, history, what? It doesn't repeat itself, but it does rhyme. So anyway, so then in September, we're going to have an antiques roadshow in Delhi, and Frank Farmer Loomis, who's a local appraiser, a really nice guy, very personable. He's going to come and he's going to do appraisals for the first 60 registrants for our Antiques Roadshow. And then we're also going to have, and I think this is going to be fun in October, a Delhi Cemetery History Tour, which I hope will be a little spooky too. And then we'll have, we'll go to various Delhi cemeteries and we'll talk about those cemeteries, their histories, and there's a lot of history. As anyone,
what is the St. Joseph?
Yeah, there's the St. Joseph one. Cemetery. There's St. John's, Shiloh. There's a Darby Cemetery, a really tiny little family plot, which is going to be fun too. So we'll try to give. I mean, who knew that there were various types of cemeteries? But there are, and so we'll kind of give history about cemeteries and about what's going on in Delhi, in their cemeteries.
Okay. Anything else, Becky?
You know, actually, there's one thing I'd like Peg to talk about. Our very first event is going to be February 20th. It's going to be a genealogy workshop.
Okay. I will be working on actually doing the genealogy workshop and on February 20th. It's a Saturday, and people have to register for it. They can register through our website. And we will just be helping people teaching them how to research their family trees, and we have our own copy of Ancestry.com, or we can get on to Ancestry.com and help people search their family histories.
You find there's a lot of interest from people in finding out what their family history is like?
With the Historical Society, I feel that is the main reason that people come to Historical Societies, is they're looking to try to find their roots, to find their family histories.
You know, genealogy is the largest hobby in the United States.
Didn't know that either.
We're just surprising you
all kinds of interesting information. Pete, what are some of the activities and events that you have going on from your end for the Bicentennial?
Well, there's going to be a lot of different stuff going on. I'll mention just a few here, but April 9th, Tim Sisson, who's with the Western Wildlife Corridor, is going to be conducting a wildlife hike and history tour event. I want to mention that Mount St. Joe University students in their history department there will be going to be researching for a cultural day. So they'll be conducting this tour, which on the west side we kind of consider on Bender Mountain, large hill down on Bender Road, and it'll be a real interesting hike. And for that, May 29th, Delhi Veterans, they're going to be putting on a program as well. June the 11th, they'll be putting on a program with military display, fishing tournament, and so on. There's going to be a Delhi Reds game day as well down at Great American. But obviously the biggest one for the year, I'd hate to say, is what we talked about earlier, the Dog Days of Delhi. September, Delhi Antiques Roadshow, September the 10th. So that'll be interesting.
So lots of neat things to do. I want to get to this last phone call real quickly here. Tom, who's actually listening in Sacramento, California online. Tom, we've only got about 30 seconds, but your question's a good one. So go ahead and give it to us real quickly here.
I was wondering if they had any information regarding the old African-American community out there in Delhi. I was saying it was my grandparents, but it was actually my great-grandparents had a farm out there in Delhi.
Let's see if Peg knows.
There were two different African-American communities. One was, and neither one of them are in Delhi Township anymore. They're within the city of Cincinnati. One was in the southern part along the river in Sailor Park, and the other one was in West Price Hill. There's an African-American cemetery that is still in existence and still being used. People are still being buried there. So it's an interesting, yes, we have a little bit about that.
Well, thank you so much for joining me this afternoon. Delhi historian Paig Schmidt, Huff Realty agent, Delhi firefighter, and Bicentennial Steering Committee Chair Pete Pritchard, and Becky Johnson from the Delhi Historical Society.